Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Nahum chapter 1, we were taught that if we live godly, we will be attacked. Well, let's start at that point today.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
If you're going to be in full-time ministry, you're going to be attacked. All those that live godly in Christ Jesus, you don't even have to be in full-time ministry. If you live godly, all those that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. That is true in our day. But as we're told, as the Apostle Paul wrote down the words of the Holy Ghost, word for word, as he gave it out, in Romans chapter 8, verse 18, he says, "For the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us." So no matter how much it hurts, no matter how great the suffering seems to be, just understand, it will seem minute in comparison to the greatness of the glory that we have in heaven. And by the way, that glory is seen for the man who abides, and he praises the Lord in the fires. We say, well, you know, that's the New Testament passage you just quoted in Romans 8, 18. Let's look at an Old Testament passage. Isaiah 24:15. "Wherefore, glorify ye the Lord in the fires, even the name of the Lord God of Israel." So you see, even the Jews were told to do the same thing, because God doesn't change. God doesn't change. That is a doctrine. That is an eternal truth. God does not change. And isn't that great to know that we can always, always, always trust God? Matthew chapter 10, verse 16. "Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves." Now, unfortunately, many of the attacks will be particularly hurtful. John 16:2, Jesus said, yeah, anybody that kills you will think he's doing God a service. Matthew chapter 10, verses 34 through 39, Jesus said that he was a divider. He even divided in the home, the father against the son, the mother against the daughter, the mother-in-law against the daughter-in-law. He said he's even divided in the home. Why? Because you make a choice and you don't let, well, my kids want to do this, or my wife wants to do that, or my son wants to do this. You don't let the worldly things or the sinful things that a relative, even a parent or a child or a sibling or a best friend, you don't let what they want to do take you from the way of holiness and righteousness. Because if they do, then Jesus is the divider, and he has divided you with that person to go off. So you better decide if you're going to be on the side of Jesus. Whose side are you on? Whose side are you on? Now, we just read there in Matthew 10:16. "Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves." We're not trying to get even with people. If as sheep, if any wolves come along, there we must completely trust. We must completely trust his way and his word. His way and his word in us. His way and his word working through us via his Holy Ghost. Or the wolves of hell, the wolves of evil, will devour our testimony and defeat us. In Psalms 37:3, we read this, trust in the Lord. You know, that word trust has the following ideas: to attach oneself, to confide in, feel safe, confident, secure. It carries the thought of firmness and solidity in order for this trust to be a genuine trust. It is of necessity then that we trust solely on God and His Word. That our faith, our trust is totally in Him. Knowing that any other type of security is a statement against our belief in the love of God for us, our disbelief against God's wisdom and power and work in behalf of His own. When our faith, our trust wanes, our statement becomes that in our actions. If your trust is genuine, it will then be a trust that does not allow for anxiety. We fully relax when we know in our heart and mind, and we trust the Lord so fully. We know God is in control. We know and have confident expectation in Him and Him alone. We know He will work in His time according to His will and His way. But it will always, always be best for me. It'll always be best for you if we have that trust. Yes, He doesn't act as fast as we think He should or want Him to sometimes. But if He doesn't act when and things look bad, just understand He's working something out. How many times has something fizzled out only for something else to come up that was so much better? Sometimes our plans must be defeated for us to see the victory in Jesus. And this is the essence of Philippians 3:10, where it says, that I may know Him. Now, the Holy Ghost gives the Apostle Paul these words to write down, every word that I just read, that I may know Him. The Apostle Paul, in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, had been a night and a day in the deep. Five times he received 39 stripes. Three times he was beaten with rods. He was in perils among robbers, perils among thieves. He was been in prisons and beatings and all kinds of things often. And he's doing it for who? For the Lord. So how interesting that I may know Him. It's not about, does he know God? Yes, he does. But now he's talking about knowing his person. Now, you got married to the person that you're married to, and let's say that you've been married for 10 years or 30 years, maybe 50 years, like I've been married to the same woman. Now, you're married. But one thing you know within usually just a few days, a week or month, that as much as you thought you knew that person, you didn't know them as well as you thought you knew them. But that's all right, because you begin to grow in the knowledge of one another, and your love can grow. You think that you couldn't love them any more than you love them right now when you got married. Then you find out, well, really, that was just a lot of infatuation. And then you allow love to grow, and it can grow when you do God's will, God's way. So he says that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Now, Jesus rose from the dead by his own power through his own deity. His humanity was raised by his deity. He wants to know the power of his resurrection in his own life. That is, in Paul wants it in his life, and we as Christians want that. And the fellowship of his sufferings. You know what the word fellowship actually means? It means partnership. Being in partnership with Christ in his sufferings for the cause of souls, for the cause of righteousness and holiness. Being made conformable unto his death. That is, Jesus was a holy and righteous sacrifice at his death with no sin. And the Lord is working to make us as his bride without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. And he does it by the washing of the water of the word. We must be in the word. And I could only say, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Now, if you stick to the paths of righteousness for his name's sake, again, you will always be opposed. Always. Never expect to do the Lord's work, doing his will, his way, walking in the paths of righteousness and true holiness, as Ephesians 4:22-24 tells us. Don't do that and expect to be unopposed. Most often, you will not only be opposed, it will be people who are in your church, maybe even in the so-called same circles, the so-called same faith. And you're opposed. And my friend, one thing you got to remember is this, in Christ Jesus, a winner always has a program. That is the program of God that he's given. For we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. So we seek to know God. We seek to know his will and do it exactly the way he wants it done, losing our will to his will because his will is so much better. And so a winner has that program. A loser, he always has an excuse. A winner says, let me do it. Here, my Lord, send me. A loser says, that's not my job. A winner sees an answer for every problem. A loser sees a problem in every answer of the Word of God. A winner says, it may be difficult, but it's possible, for I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. A loser says, it may be possible, but it's just simply too difficult to do, so I don't even want to try. And he loses his reward. A winner listens to the Lord.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.